Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is in a healthy state of mind while listening to this episode. I won't be before you long. I actually have a topic that I wanted to talk about, and I think I've already spoken about it before in the past, but I think this is just another discussion that I wanted to have. Because it's just very imperative for people to do. And I wanted to talk about healing. I kind of have been discovering, not just within myself, but maybe some people that that I know or people that I have been around. Healing is a process. It is a process. It is not something that you can do today and it can just be completed tomorrow. I think if it worked like that, we will all be healed, you know? I think the most important part about healing is actually admitting the fact that it's some things that's wrong. It's some things that I'll allow me to act out in a certain way, or just different blockages in my life comes from my reaction or my response to certain situations in life. And it's like sometimes you have healthy reactions and responses, and then you have the unhealthy ones. And a lot of times when you don't have that healing that's necessary, you will gravitate more to the unhealthy ones, if that makes sense. You know, I just think it's just very detrimental to be in any type of society where there are so many people that needs healing. And it's sad, because how will we ever know how to treat one another if we're only displaying what was done to us, or what we seen growing up, or what was taught to us, especially if it was unhealthy traits, unhealthy living. You know what I'm saying? We didn't, you know, not everybody grew up with a silver spoon, and that's life, and that's understood when it comes to me. However, I feel like we don't have to hold on to the things that really was out of our control. And I'm speaking more so in past life, because a lot of times trauma comes from the past, you know, and sometimes trauma can be actually happening in your day-to-day life as well, you know, and I understand that too. But for the most part, it's things that we hold on to for a long portion of time. And I just want to encourage you all today and say, please, whatever it is that you need to do to heal, heal. Because if not, it's just going to be generational curses after generations. You meet people, you project your things, and you project your trauma upon them. You leave them in trauma. You leave them traumatized, you know? And sometimes we can really mess up things in life that was actually sent to be a blessing to us. We can really mess up things in life that was actually sent to uplift us, you know, help us build, you know, help us see the better version, or be the better version of ourselves. And a lot of times we can block those particular blessings coming into our life and our day-to-day energy because we are full with trauma. You know, we allowing ourselves to deal with same situations or relationships just as we have done in the past. And that's not fair to people. It's not fair to other people. Especially the ones that doesn't need too much healing, especially to the ones that's in a place where they already have healed. You know what I'm saying? And they just ready for newness. They just ready for that abundance. that prosperity, that peace to flow into their life, they're ready for that because they know what it feels like to not have that, you know. So I just think that we have to be mindful when we're dealing with people that, for one, not to project our trauma that we deal with on other people. And for two, we have to understand that when we're dealing with people, if they need healing because of trauma, we have to give room for growth for people to really do that. And while we're doing that, we can actually continue to take time within ourselves to see if we need to go ahead and, you know, adjust some things and do some self-examination and, you know, not always pass judgment so much on other people, because trauma is crazy. You know, trauma to me is just, it's death. You know, it's like you can't shake from it. You can't, but you can. And I want to tell you that you can. With God, you can do anything through Him. He will heal you. But I think it's so imperative that we go in a place of solitude and we got to speak that life over ourselves. And we have to understand that there is a need for healing. It can be your thoughts. It can be your reaction. It can be your response. It can be how you live your life every single day. It can be the conversations that you have, the impact you have on people, the effect that you have on people, the mental abuse. It can just be anything. It can be anything that's not healthy that you can project on other people because you have not went in solitude and dealt with the things that you needed to deal with individually. And I think that is just so important that we do that. And that's all that I'm saying for this today. Like I said, I won't hold you all long, but it's so important. And there's nothing wrong with healing together. Honestly, you can heal with other people, but you just have to make sure it's balanced, because you don't want to project so much on someone else, and you don't want to start carrying someone else's burdens. You know, we have to learn how to go to God for ourselves. People have to learn how to go to God for themselves. We can't always be the enabler when it comes to people, life situations, their trauma, whatever. And sometimes we really, you know, people out here can actually put themselves in a situation where it may cause them to be disappointed and left with trauma, because you are trying to be a God in people's life sometimes, and you don't have that place. You don't have that authority. You want to take away the pain, take away the anger, you know. And when you love someone, it comes with that. You want them to be the better person, the better version of themselves. You want them to get a job. You want them to learn how to love their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, their brothers correctly. You want to see them in a beautiful space in their life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we can't want these things for people that don't want it just as bad as we want it for them, you know. And then when we're trying to pour so much of that abundance flow into people, and they really not ready for it, or they're not taking the necessary steps like, you know, we had to take at some point to get to that place, you know, it can be draining, and it can leave people in trauma and you know, traumatized and disappointed. So, you know, like I said, healing is so necessary, you all. It is so necessary to heal. If it got to take you 2, 3, 4, 5 years to heal within yourself, do that. And I'm not saying that while you're healing, you can't have relationships and friendships, but you have to learn how to balance them. You can't overly indulge yourself in those situations, relationships and stuff, if you know that you need to heal, especially if you know that you don't have anything healthy to give to that situation or to that friend. If you have friends in your life and you know you can't treat them right because you need healing, then you're gonna have to fall back. There's nothing wrong with falling back, saying, hey, I'm not right for myself. And I know when I'm not right for myself, I can't be right for you. I can't be right for anybody else. I'm not right. I'm not right. I can't give you anything you're looking for because I'm not right. But what I can do is give you love. I can tell you I love you, you know, but how I know if I'm showing it correctly. You know, this is things that people really battle with every day. Every day. And we have to just let people heal. We got to get out the way of people healing. And we have to make sure that we are healed within ourselves. Do the necessary work to heal, 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 heal. It's so important. Heal. So you can have these beautiful visions to come to pass in your life when it comes to relationships and situations and friendships and just the way that we see things to be. I don't feel like it's hard for us to have those things. I just feel like healing, you know, trauma is robbery. You know, anything that happened in our life that kept us stuck there, kept us stuck there. It's robbery. It robs us from the things that is meant for us to have in the moment where we're denying it because we need healing. Heal. I can talk about healing all day long because it's so important. And sometimes you have to sit back and you have to listen to people. You got to look at the situation for what it is. You have to do the work. You have to just heal. Heal. Like, that's the message. Healing. Go and heal and be made whole. Go and heal so you can have whatever it is that you want to have. And when you heal, don't deal with those things, situations, people, or anything that's going to open up old wounds or that's going to have you going backwards. Always have some reciprocate energy in your life. If you healed, deal with someone that's healed already. Point blank. Why are you looking for friends that's going through so much trauma or went through so much trauma, not healed, living reckless? Why you want those people as friends? I think we are what we attract. And if you want something better, you have to be better within yourself. I love you all.